Will they stay or will they go? We'll all be watching as people in Britain make that decision next month. They're voting on whether to leave the European Union. And as the vote approaches, some are thinking about what value they see in their lives from being part of the EU family. For farmers, that value comes in the form of a monthly check, the EU farm subsidy. NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from rural England.
On a drizzly spring day, I slosh past cows and horses and up to the door of a farmhouse in East Anglia, about 25 miles north of London.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you Will?
I am.
Hi, Will. I'm Rich.
Hi, Rich. Come in.
And I'm
come
Lauren.
In. Don't stand in the wet.
Thank you.
My name is William Dickinson, and I live at Cross Farm. The farm has been here, as far as we know, forever, since the Romans.
Sounds all right.
Yep.
It is quite wet, isn't it?
Dickinson lends me a pair of wellies, rubber boots, and gives me a tour of where he grows wheat, barley, canola, just like his father and grandfather before him.
As it happens, the wet day has driven me inside to the office, where it's a place where I hate to be, and I am just filling in the form for my subsidies.
He may hate the paperwork, but about a third of his income is from European Union subsidies, government payments to support farmers, ensure the food supply, and regulate the cost of commodities. Nearly half of the entire EU budget goes directly to farmers like Dickinson. He says he'll vote to stay in the EU, and it's what everybody's talking about at his local branch of the National Farmers Union.
Most of the people I've spoken to at NFU meetings are in favour of remaining within the EU. And I think that comes from insecurity.
Insecurity about losing those EU farm subsidies and also access to foreign labour. Up to three quarters of Britain's seasonal farm workers come from other countries in the EU. A recent Oxford University study says 96% of them would not meet current visa requirements to stay if Britain leaves. Some kind of emergency arrangement would have to be made to avert a labour crisis in rural Britain. There's a man who says he'll do just that.
I'm George Eustace, and I'm the farming minister.
A sixth-generation farmer himself, Eustace has come out in favour of leaving the EU. I met him at Britain's Parliament and asked him why.
I've wrestled with lots of regulation coming from Brussels. It's stifling. It attempts to codify and regulate almost every conceivable thing.
He says he'd give farmers the same amount of money they get in EU subsidies, but it would come from London, not Brussels.
Farmers are a little torn, I'm afraid.
Pamela Robinson is a food supply chain economist at the University of Birmingham.
When I speak to farmers and I say to them, well, what would happen then if there were an exit? They say to me, well, food prices will have to go up because they need to cover their costs of production. And they want to see a certain pressure on supermarkets to accept increases in commodity prices and pass that on to the consumer. Now, very few governments want to see food inflation.
For a lot of people, their vote next month comes down to identity, whether they feel British or European, or both. But for farmer Will Dickinson, it comes down to his bottom line.
As an Englishman, I would say, I want to be an Englishman. I want to stay as an Englishman with my own identity on my own island. As a farmer, I want to stay in business.
The EU, he believes, might help the Dickinsons stay on their family farm for generations to come. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Harpenden, England.